Happy Good Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I do mean Happy Good Friday. Though I've never really truly believed in God or a God, even though I was raised in the church, on my mother's side, I was baptized in Ruth AMEZ Methodist Church, African Methodist Church. On my father's side, I went to Catholic school. I loved Mass. I've always enjoyed church. I never really ever believed in God or a God. It just didn't make any sense to me. My first trip abroad was to go to the Vatican. There was just no other choice. There was just no other, thing. It was the Vatican. I had to see it. This was back in year 2000 or something, 20 years ago. Flew to Rome and Florence. That whole era of painting and art always fascinated me. And it was a time when I was irritated or irked by religious people and by people's religious convictions that I thought were complete non-logical. I didn't understand them. Or let me take that back. The logic just doesn't make sense. Whether I understand them or not, may or may not be the point, but the logic of it didn't make sense to me. Back then, I was a little bit more rigid and steadfast and unacceptive of certain things. And that was because I didn't feel that what I believed was getting enough respect and attention. So I had angst or anger, not anger, but, I was really irritated and would lash back, and I was younger, and that's the way I would handle it. But now, I woke up this morning, looked on Facebook, and everybody's like, F Nashville, Nashville this, Nashville that, Nashville, we going back to the this and that, Nashville, Nashville, Nashville. And I was like, okay, what happened in Nashville to trigger all of these racially sensitive people on my timeline to show up so often every time something happens to a black person? So I went looking to see what happened. It took me 10 minutes to find an article. I put Nashville, I hit news, and I did a search, a couple of them came up. They weren't the best articles to find out what's going on. I could probably even say that these articles were designed to trigger people and to get them to scroll and scroll and scroll. These were the first ones that popped up. So I did a little bit of searching, and I thought it shouldn't be that hard. Then it comes to find out that I guess two 27-year-old, I guess newly appointed, I could be wrong, I'm allowed to be wrong, cancel me. See, I didn't have to say that. That's another thing I'm trying to get away from. I hope I can keep my point together so I can tie it all in about me being above all this. And I know I'm above all of it, because it's like I tell my daughter, I just go to Barcelona. What if this or this happened? I just go to Barcelona. But what I probably meant was I go to New Orleans, a little closer, easier to get to, and food is good. I can just take off. So what? This has happened. It doesn't affect me. Okay, I'm going to Barcelona. See ya. So that's the way things, I think, should affect me, like water rolling off my back. But for some reason, it doesn't. And that's why I really cut this on, to talk about me. And why am I Why do I react to certain things? Certain things. I was going to say in the news or in the media, but I could just say stop that. Why do I react strongly or at all to certain things? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm up here over here. None of that affects me. You know, pretty much, I forgot where I left off. I had to stop it. You know, pretty much like, Jerry, you been in front row to P-Funk concerts? You got a front row seat coming up in August in Cleveland for P-Funk? You got a good job? You been here, you been in there? You done did this, you done did that? Why does this bother you? Why are you even concerned? And I think that's the number one question. I think that's why I'm asking myself, why do I care? Why do I care? What difference does it make? I've gotten a lot better, whatever that means, in my reaction and how much and how I look at the situation. I'm definitely better, whatever that means, on how I look at the situations and my reactions. That I can say. So, but there's still something, like I said, when I wake up in the morning and I see something about, you know, black people, and I'm going to say it the probably the incorrect way. Yeah, I wake up black people screaming racism, and probably don't even know what it's about. My question is, did you actually see the clip of Angel Reese, what Angel Reese did? Did you actually see the clip of what Angel Reese did? I didn't ask you what the white girl did. I didn't ask you what she provoked. I didn't ask you about the legacy of slavery and why black people do this or that. I asked you, did you actually see the clip of what Angel Reese did? Do you actually know what happened in Nashville? What did these two councilmen or all whatever they are, 27-year-old black men do to cause them to be expelled? Do you know what they did? And I believe, no, I don't know if I believe it, but it's possible that the news media won't even tell you what they did. Doesn't want to let you know what they did. They just want you to know, black men expelled, white woman not. What I found was that these two had a bullhorn and led a crowd of people during the Senate meeting or during the actual official business, had a bullhorn and was cheering on protesters and spectators. Now, I don't know what protocol is. I don't know what the rules are, but I'm guessing that if I was at my job and I started pulling up a bullhorn and started anything during a meeting, disrupting a meeting, doing anything like that, that ain't gonna last too long. Company would definitely have a right to fire me. But you might say, well, this is not a company. No, it's not. It's legislation or legislative branch or something like that where they vote. And they voted and he was gone. I mean, the voting was overwhelming. Like 72 to 25. And the reason the white lady didn't get, I believe, didn't get expelled, because she had been there. She's like, I don't know, 50, 60 years old or something, and had been there for four terms. So she had established herself there. She had probably more alliances. Has probably proven herself to be this or that. So she probably got, they probably had a better understanding. Now, this is just my opinion as a hypothetical. Don't even relate it to that, just in case if it, unless it does match. If you're young and you just walking into the party and you try to take it over, you're going to get smacked down. You're going to get checked. You are definitely going to get checked. You just can't come in here and do that. Well, you can do anything you want. Just like they can go ahead and vote and get you out of there. But my question is again, do you know what these black men did to get expelled? Or do you just jump on the race train? Oh, another instance of racism. Oh, they just try to keep us down. They. Oh, they just trying to keep us down. That, maybe, I care, or I don't even say triggers me, is because that's not my experience. That's not my experience, and I'm tired of black people hearing it from black people. Especially people who done did 1/10 of what I've done on this planet. I've been 10 times more places, had 10 times better, had 10 times more jobs, ranging in different industries, worked with high levels of corporate entities. I was the IT guy. I knew everybody in the damn company. When I was doing desktop, and even now, because I deal with, you know, everybody the company calls us. So eventually I talk to a lot of people in the company. It's just not my experience. They say, oh, the black people do this, black people doing that, and white people doing this. That is just not my experience. And I think, as I say it, that in itself is enough to trigger me. That in itself is enough to trigger me and make me feel, hey, I got to speak up. I got to speak up. I just can't be silent. Just like about the God thing. I didn't believe in God. It didn't make sense. I looked at it for a long time. It took me a long time before I came out as an atheist. I remember when I did. I literally remember when I did. It was when I got my first webpage at Artisan Entertainment, talking about that job where I was desktop support, knew everybody in the company from CEO on down. And I got my first peopleonone.com, and I put up a webpage, and I knew I had to say that I was an atheist. I was thinking, well, what was my family going to think? This was back then, before anybody even talked about it. This was back, it wasn't too long ago when people saying, I never met an atheist before. People told me, I never met anybody who didn't believe in God before. So I knew I was going to have to come out publicly. You know, and I was going to tell everybody, peopleonone.com, when you go there, you know, I'm going to have to represent what I believe. And I remember there was a tad bit of apprehension. So, for me, it's almost like I have to say something. Not only, and it's not, I don't want to say that I don't care about black people, because I probably don't care in the classical, stereotypical sense of what human beings think caring means. Only thing I care about is Jeffrey. That's the only thing I care about. The only thing I care about is Jeffrey and what Jeffrey wants. The beauty in that is that Jeffrey wants things more than just for Jeffrey. What Jeffrey wants is for his granddaughter to be okay. What Jeffrey wants is for his sister and his daughter to be okay. Whichever he wants is for his kids to be okay. Whichever he wants is the family around him and the friends and family around him to be okay. Farther than that, starving kids in Rwanda, Ukrainian crisis. And I think everybody should do that. I think everybody should feel that way. Only care about what you want. I mean, that's the only, it's probably no other way you can be. That's probably the only way you can be. The only thing you can care about is the things you want to care about. So I guess I just said a basic statement. But in my mind, I'm feeling, or maybe even manufacturing, a social pressure that says I'm my brother's keeper. I need to, you know, look out for my brother. Let's help each other. You know, we're all in this together. No, we're not. In a personal sense, we're not. In a overall universe, life on this planet, life succeeding, we are. And because we really don't know what the purpose of life is, or what our goal is, what do we do? Only thing I can think of, the only thing that makes direct sense to me is for me to do what I want to do. For me to take that conscious awareness or my disposition, my sensibility, whatever you want to call it, and just go after it. And everybody should do that part. That's their contribution to life. My contribution to life is to be Jeffrey and do whatever Jeffrey wants. We put everybody's conscious awareness, whatever they are triggered, or whatever they want to do, into one big giant universe. And then that's what we got. You know? That way life has it covered. And probably evolution may or may not have evolved in us as survival in groups. The more diverse the group can be born and thinking, gives them more avenues of possibly creating a solution for something. If your disposition is that, you're going to look at the same situation I am and see it differently. And I think overall, as far as the success of humanity and life, that's what we need. Not for everybody to be thinking the same. So I get that. So everybody should just do their thing. And if it's for you to advocate for this, if it's for you to wake up every morning, like I would never tell anybody to stop doing it. I'll never tell anybody to stop doing what they're doing. You'll never hear me say you should stop. You'll never hear me say that. But I will question the logic behind it and why you are doing it. So why do you believe that? You know, why do you think Jesus, God sent his son to be killed, and that's how we are saved? God sent his son here knowing that we was going to kill him, and we did, and that's how he wanted us to get saved. That makes no logical sense to me. So I will question that. I will never say, don't believe it. I used to say, that's stupid, that's dumb. I'm 20 years past that. That's stupid and dumb. I don't even use those words in a real context anymore. Everything that I thought was stupid only until I found out the reasoning behind it. It may not be logical. It may not add up. It may basically be 1 + 1 = 6. But that's okay. People are allowed to believe that. And I have no problem with it. People are allowed to believe it. And in ways, as I said, it probably benefits humanity that we have such a vast array of opinion and such. So I guess did I answer my question? I guess it comes down to me seeing something in life that contradicts what contradicts my experience. Does that threaten me? Did it contradict my experience? No, it doesn't. It's more that I think also that there are a lot of people out there who think the way I do. But just like with the atheism thing, it's much, 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 much more easy just to go along or just to keep quiet. You can go along by just not saying nothing. Or you're gonna stay out of harm's way just by just keeping quiet. Oh yeah, great. Oh yeah. Yeah, I can't stand the orange mushroom either. I can't stand the orange Cheeto either. But then getting to the voting booth, that's where it counts. That's where you make your real statement. I had a thought in there that slipped by me. But I probably should marinate some. Probably should marinate and let my thoughts catch up with the commentary. So I guess that's what it's about, especially with black people. It's just not my experience. it's just not my experience at all. And another thing, this is probably maybe a side thing, it's funny now to hear, to get free speech, to go on a platform, to go on a platform where it is not as, not censored so much, or maybe even at all, like YouTube or something, that the platform out there that a lot of influencer internet personalities are going to, one of them is Rumble, and it's right wing. I guess funded by Trump or set up by Trump and all those, some of those people, just so that they can have a platform. And I get it, because if you're a white male right now, you ain't allowed on TV. If you're a white male, you ain't allowed on TV. And I'm gonna say this again, I've probably said it already before. The billboard for the movie by Michael Jordan, it's all black people, and the two white people on there are colored, or are the tone is that they're white. They almost look Mexican. They're like brown. It's just going too much. It's just too much. It's just too much. And I don't even want to go into the fact that it's going to be backlash. This is going to do nothing but spawn more white or Caucasian-centric groups, which I said 20 years ago we should be allowed to have. Where can you celebrate being white and your heritage as a white American without being labeled a racist or a bigot? But black people can say anything they want to about white people. Anything. Jimmy Fox went on Saturday Night Live years ago and made jokes about killing all the white people. Just killing all the white people. And white people just laughed. See, that's where you want to be. Black people, that's where you want to be. You want to have white people to say whatever they want to, however they want to. You just laugh. Oh, silly white people. Maybe that's another thing with Trump and how I could be and how I react to the way black people react to white people. Who gives a damn? You shouldn't. You should have enough self-awareness, self-being, or self-assuredness. I wouldn't even say self-assuredness. You should just, yeah, self-assuredness, that what they say doesn't matter. But we're trained not to, by the media and by black culture. At the family picnic, they'll sit around and have discussions about how bad Whitey is. And this narrative is passed down generationally. It's not been my experience. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, marinating, letting my thoughts catch up with the conversation. It's just not been my experience, but it's being passed down like gospel. And I just thought, as far as the atheist and God thing goes, I understand that faith works. Faith works. There's no doubt about it. You wake up in the morning with faith in something, your day is going to be probably a lot smoother than it would if you didn't have anything behind you. Something that you didn't think something was protecting you, whether it is or not. It's called faith. Belief in the absence of evidence. So if you have faith that Jesus and God is protecting you, You'll feel safer, stronger, probably more sure. But how does faith in Whitey trying to hold you down help you? Because when you ask people, you know, experience do you have of, what experience do you have of racism? They can't give you one. They give you a secondhand or third-hand story. How many of your white friends are racist? Well, none of them, but that don't mean they, I don't know. How many racists do you actually know? Well, give me an example of racism in your life. One time I walked in the store, and then the guy followed me around. That's it? Is that all? I mean, that's how I woke up today. And I feel good. You can probably tell I'm in a good mood. I'm a lot more healthier. I made some adjustments in my life. You can see my lips and my mouth still tore up. This is what provoked the change. And being human, sometimes we need that. I still believe the best parts of being human lie within the weakness. Because if we were strong and determined, like unconscious or instinctive creatures, that may or may not serve us better, whatever better means. Probably be more productive. Probably have a lot less of this quote unquote mess that's going on out here. And I say mess, you notice I hesitated when I said mess, because there is no mess. It's all good. To me, it's all everything. There's no good or bad. See, there's no good or bad. So when I said it's all good, that's what I meant. It all just is. You have to navigate it. Whatever goes on, the ups and downs, the lefts, the rights, it's what makes, for me, it's what makes life good. The not knowing. I love the stuff. Well, love might be a strong word, but I'm more interested in the stuff and like the stuff that I don't know more than the stuff I do. It's the things that I want to discover that turn me on. So if we get everything all straightened out and all situated and all laid out nice and blah, 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 I'm not wired for that. I don't think humans are either. I think you get a human being too comfortable for too long, they'll do something to mess it up. Instinctively, subconsciously, or unconsciously. They need that. We need it. And a lot of people, it's the media. In the media, another thing about the media, with this Trump thing, CNN and MSNBC is making money off Trump. CNN and MSNBC is making money off Trump by not giving you news, but giving you what you want to hear about him. Oh, he did this. Oh, he did that. Oh my God, what did he do today? They know you tuned in to hear that. So they're gonna give it to you. I've said before, turn on CNN and see how long it is before they say the word Trump, before they talk about Trump. Now, if it's a commercial on, you got to wait a little bit. And this is even before the indictment. This was like when he was like, after the election and it was over and everything was done, they still were talking about him. I'm like, my God, let the man go. He ain't Jesus. He ain't. Y'all talk about him more than y'all talk about Jesus. I just can't. I don't see myself letting anyone or anything have that much influence in my life. Period. I don't see anything, me allowing anyone or anything to have that much influence in my life. And dare say, I mean, even my children, nothing. Nothing should come before you. Nothing. Now, what you have for you should be so high that the number two in your list should be higher than everybody else's number one. You know what I mean? Your love for yourself should be so deep and so much that the number two ranking should still be way more than enough love for them to handle, or attention, whatever you want to call it, or responsibility, or that. That's just how I feel about it. And I feel good today, as you can tell. I don't know if this came out as a rant. I don't feel like I've been more triggered and angered before, I know, or even recently. But so I think this is coming off more, not lighthearted, not the word, but less angry. I'm probably just as irritated. Or no, I'm probably not irritated, it's probably more triggered. But, I mean, that's all I got to say, I think. I'm pretty sure that's all I got to say. I'm not sure. It might not be. We'll see. But that's it. Just more, I give you more. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, and for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, a theory of universe, an hypothesis of all as one.